Okay, my friends, I am happy that you do not have that much time to prepare because I made this huge Maran Mekoymus page. If anyone would like some Maran Mekoymus, I spent the entire week preparing this shiur because this shiur is from someone named Rabbi Ezer Ozer. Rabbi Ezer Ozer is the Rosh Hashiva of Itri. He's from the more brilliant people that I've ever been exposed to. And so I had to kind of like break down the shiur and then reconstruct it. So it took me a little while, but we're going to do the following thing. In this week's parasha, the pasuk speaks about the mitzvah of shmiras beis hamikdash. The pasuk says, "Va'achoinim lefnei hamikdash kedma lefnei oil moed mizracha moish anabonav shomrim mishmeres." Hamikdash lemishmeres bnei Yisrael. Shomrim mishmeres hamikdash. There's a mitzvah of shmiras beis hamikdash, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. So the minchas chinuch, the chinuch says that the mitzvah is only noyeg bizman habayis. It's only when there's a beis hamikdash that there's a mitzvah of shmira. And the Avnei Nezer doesn't understand why. Why is the mitzvah of Shmira only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? After all, says the Avnei Nezer, the reason for... Is that for me? Yes. Is it seltzer?
No.
So you want seltzer?
No. Just Rav Gav does. The reason for the mitzvah is, as we said, we didn't say, the reason is so that a czar... who is someone who's not a Kohen, or someone who's Tomei, should not go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, most Rishonim hold that even Bizman Hazeh, there's an Isser for a Zar or a Tomei to go in the Mokom HaMikdash. That's why no one goes on the Har HaBayis. Because the Isser still exists. So if the Isser of a Zar going there is still intact, we should have Shomrim that are there to make sure that no one goes on the Har HaBayis. Because there are some people that go. They're not von unserer Menschen. They're not our people. You know, when we had the great debate of Rabbi Avraham Goldberg against the Tcheles men, so afterwards I wanted to have another debate. A debate about the Har HaBayis. Baruch atah Adonai Melech HaOlam
Shehakol Nehi Lidbar.
So I wanted to have a debate about the Har HaBayis. So I called Rav Shraga Kallis. And he said to me, you can't have such a debate. Why not? He said, because there's no two sides. If you're having a debate, it's like, that other side is totally, it's not even something that you could even entertain. Over here, there's Rav Belsky or you know, some Rabbanim, there's what to talk about. Maybe there's room for a debate. You cannot even let someone stand up and say that you could go to the Har HaBayis. It's not debatable. We would never do such a thing in Yeshiva. So we didn't. But we should have Shomrim because we don't want those people going on the Har HaBayis. We don't have them going on the Har HaBayis. So why are there no Shomrim Bizmanas there? Says the Avnei Nezer, I got some ideas. Because the only people who could do Shmira are Kohenim and Levim. The Kohenim and the Levim do the Shmira. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Meseches. Tamid, that's the Mishnah in the beginning of Meseches. Midos, it says, B'shloish Shemekoimis, Kohenim, Shomrim, Beis HaMikdash, and the Levim in, how many Mekoimis? 21. The Shmira happens in the Kohenim and Levim. Says the Avnei Nezer, listen. He says, as far as the Kohenim are concerned, the Kohenim cannot do their Shmira, can't do Avoida, if they're Tameh, or if they're Mechusar Begadim. You can't do Avoida, and Shmira is a form of Avoida. If that's the case, if we wanted Kohenim to do the Shmira, they would have to be wearing their Begadim, and they have to be Tahar. We don't have such Kohenim. So our problem is a practical problem. Says the Avnei Nezer, true, we should have someone doing Shmira, but Kohenim can't do it. Why not? Because they're not wearing their Begadim. And because they're Tomei. So the Kohenim can't do the Shmira. Elamai, what about the Levim? Levim also do Shmira? Also a problem. Because the Gemara says that if a person, Levim had different jobs. One, some Levim sang. Some Levim, they were the psichos delasais. Different people had different jobs. If your job was to sing and you ended up holding a door, you're also considered to be, I think even Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa. So, no one knows, Bisman Azeh, whose job is to sing, whose job is not to sing. If you would ask me, I would say Max's job is probably to sing. He just didn't get his voice lessons yet. But, we're waiting for that. But you never know, because you could discover that someone has a beautiful voice, he's just never been trained. So says the Avnezer, you want a Levi to go do Shmira, but maybe he is from the Mishmar that's supposed to be doing the singing. So he can't do it. No, we don't know anymore. We don't know whose job is what. There was different families that were assigned different posts, different jobs, and because we don't know, if you would have known if a Levi, where he's from, you would put a Levi up there. If they would have the Kohen, would have their Big Dekuluna, we would put a Kohen there. There should be Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, says the Avnei Nezer. But we just can't. We got no one who's a valid candidate. Yisrael can't do it. No, it's got to be a Levi or a Kohen. Kohen can't do it, doesn't have his Big Dekuluna and his Tameh. A Levi can't do it because we don't know which one of his Mishmar he's from. We don't know what his job is. So we're stuck without any options. Okay. Says Rav Oizer, I don't think these are problems. First of all, as far as the Shmira is concerned, I don't think so. After all, who did the Shmira, you know, I'm talking to my Tumid friends, who did the Shmira and the Beis Avtinus and the Beis Anitzutz? Does anyone know who did the Shmira and the Beis Avtinus and the Beis Anitzutz? Young Kohen. How young were they? Under the age of 13. They weren't Kohen, and they didn't wear Big Day Kahuna, and they weren't Kasher La'avoida. How could the Shomrim are under 13 years old? Obviously, the Shmira is not an Avoida. What? They could have been Tamei also. They weren't Tamei, but the point is, if a Katan can do it, a Tamei can do it. If a Katan can do it, Mechusar Begadim can do it. If a Katan can do it, anyone can do it. It's obviously not an Avoida. You said anything that's an Avoida needs a Big Dick Kahuna and it needs to be Tar. It's obviously clearly not an Avoida. So as far as the Kohanim are concerned, no problem. And as far as the Levium are concerned, also no problem. I'll tell you why. What's the Pshat? Now we're going to say, I have to figure out how the best way to say it. I'm going to say it in Lamdash Oifen. What's the pshat that if a person has one job, he can't do the other one? Is the pshat because I wasn't chosen to do this job? I was chosen for something else. I wasn't chosen for this. Or the pshat is if I was chosen for one thing, doing the other one will detract from my position or my responsibility. You have to sing. Don't be busy with other stuff. You have to sing. Or the pshat is, if I wasn't chosen to open the doors, I can't do it. Is it a pshat because I was chosen for X, therefore I'm not allowed to do Y? Or the pshat is, if I wasn't chosen for Y, I can't do it. The pshat is, says Rav Oizer, we prove from many places, that it's, if I already have one responsibility, stay focused. But Bizman HaZeh, what does the Levi have to do? Nothing. He doesn't sing. He doesn't hold doors. The only thing he can do is do Shmira on the Beis HaMikdash. So he's not getting distracted. What happens if you have a Levi who's below age of Avoida or he's retired from Avoida? He can do the Shmira. Get a Levi who's 60 years old. He doesn't have any Avoida. He has no job. Even if the Beis HaMikdash was here, he's retired. He can still hope he could do the Shmira. So I don't get it. Why do we not have Shmira Bizman HaZeh? That is the question. The Avnei Nezer brought up the question, attempted answers for Kohanim and Levim, and said, we do have a Chiv, it's just no way for us to do it. And says Rav Oizer, I don't know if that's really true. Maybe we could do, a Kohen could do it. If Haraya Kohen Katan can do it, Levi can do it. Because Levi that's 60 years old, or Bisman is anyway, Levim don't have any other tafkidim. What are we going to say? Okay. So I would like, with a few minutes remaining, to explore what is the mitzvah of Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. We started off with an assumption that the mitzvah of Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash is because to make sure that that Yisrael doesn't go in, a Zar doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, a Tami doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to see, because the Rambam seems to bring a different reason. The Rambam says, it's a relatively famous Rambam, Shmiras Mikdash Mitzvahs Asei V'af al pi she'ein sham pachan me'oyevim ve'loi milistim she'ein shmirasoi elo koveid loi. We're not afraid of anything. Not afraid of people stealing anything. We're not afraid of enemies. The reason for the Shmira is it's kavod. She'ein adoyme platrin she'yesh alav shaymrin le'pratrin she'ein alav shaymrin. If you've ever been by a castle, we've been many times, and they have the royal guards that are standing there. There's a certain chashivos. There's a shtoltz. There's something that's impressive. There's an honor when you have shomer. You know, the shomer don't do anything. They carry bayonets. What do you do with a bayonet already? But it's something, you know, they stand there and they will never smile unless the yeshiva guy gets in the picture with them. But aside for that, they don't smile. And what's the point of them? What are they there for? They're there because it creates a certain honor for this castle, for the palace. She'ein adoyme, platrin is a palace. She'yesh lav shomrim, lepatrin she'ein lav shomrim. Shaila is that if you look in the psukim in Parshas Korach, which is, we mentioned this psukim in this week's parasha, but there's another discussion of shomrim in Parshas Korach, and the pasuk says, and then the Parshas Korach, that clearly that the kohen levim yishmu shomer mishmeres hamikdash v'lo yiyeh oid ketzev al bnei Yisrael, which is that the reason for the kohenim and levim are watching is so that there shouldn't be anything happening, that someone shouldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash when they're not supposed to, and we shouldn't have someone get killed. It seems like it's clear in order to protect from someone walking in that doesn't belong. The Rambam says the reason is for kavod, but the pasuk seems to say the reason is so that no one shouldn't go in that doesn't belong. It's interesting because there's a pasuk in this week's parasha, and there's another pasuk in Parashas Korach. It's interesting that there's a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid, and there's another Mishnah in Meseches Midas. So we have two Mishnahs, we have two Psukim, and we have two reasons. We have one reason is Mishum Kavoid, and we have another reason, which is Mishum, that no one should go into the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Oizer, I humbly suggest that there are two dinim to the Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Shmira of the Koyanim. There's the Shmira of the Levim. Koyanim do Shmira in three places. Levim do Shmira in 21 places. But the Shmira of the Koyanim and the Shmira of the Levim are not the same Shmira. The Shmira of the Koyanim, perhaps, the Shmira of the Koyanim is just to show Kavoy that there's Shomrim there. They're not really watching for anything. They're there just... It's just a show. The Shmira of the Levim, they have what to watch. They're making sure no one comes in that doesn't belong. And these two Mishnahs are maybe for that reason. The Mishnah in the beginning of Meseches Tamid doesn't mention Levim. The Mishnah in Meseches Midas talks about the Levim. And an interesting thing, it says in Meseches Midas, what happens if a Levi falls asleep on the job? Does anyone know what we do? First, you smack him. That's first thing. And then you light him on fire. Levi cannot fall asleep on the job. However, the Rambam says the following thing. Listen to this interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, Loi hayu hakoyanim hashoimrim yeshenim bebigde kohuna. When the koyanim shoimrim would go to sleep, they wouldn't wear their bigde kohuna. And the makaplim oisom enichas lam tachas roshayim. They take them off. Ask the Mishnah Melech, what do you mean? They're shoimrim? They're sleeping when they're shoimrim? Koyanim hashoimrim? Yeshenim bebigde. What do you mean? You're not going to go to sleep when you're done. I thought you said we like beat them. We light them on fire. Says Avoizer, ho ho. The Levim, we light them on fire. The Kohenim, they can fall, they can sleep. What do you mean they're Shoimim? They're not really watching for anything in particular. It's really just a display of kavod. So even if the Kohen falls asleep on the job, as long as he doesn't put, if he gets into a bed, he's sitting there. You know, I don't know if you ever saw, Shoimim that are like outside the Mir Yeshiva. Sometimes they fall asleep on the job also, but it's just because they're just there because the parents want them. It's just, that's it. They're not really actually doing anything. They're just there. So they can't bring a bed, so they fall asleep in the chair. That's also called Shmira. That's enough of a Shmira.
That's a big observer. If you're there for cover,
then no, because we understand design. They're human beings. So but they're still there. They're there to do the shmira. In other words, they're there. They're schluffing a little bit. Nishkefelach. The Levim, he says the Rambam. He brings a lashon. That's the derech of the people. It seems to be that was considered. The mice if he bring a bed there. So then he's like, then he's mom over here. I'm fort here, and I'm sleeping in my chair. That's a cover for the melech. That's enough of a cover for a melech. They're doing shmiras in different places.
From that place,
it's interesting. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Shaila's like this. When do the Kohenim and Levim do their Shmira? Is the Shmira by Yoim? Is the Shmira by Laila? When do they do their Shmira? So it's interesting. Because the Mefaresh in Tamid says there was Shomrim by Yoim u'balaila. Both. The Mishnah of the Melech says, why do they need Shomrim Bayoim? Bayoim, there were Koyanim and Levim that were there. So what do we need to have Shomrim Bayoim for? There's people in the Beis HaMikdash, walking in and out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is busy. There's Avoida happening in the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps it might depend on which type of Shomrim you're talking about. If there's Shomrim to make sure that no one walks in, you might need Shomrim there all the time. Even well, there's Koinim inside. That doesn't help you. Until they get in the door, it's already over. So you don't want someone to get in. And then, if you're telling me the Shmir is Mishum Kavoid, there's Avoida happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Zeu Kvoidoi, the Beis HaMikdash is active. The Beis HaMikdash is happening. Koinim are doing Avoida. They're walking out of the Big Day Kahuna. What a covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Beis HaMikdash is silent. So where's the covet for Hashem? We shtel shomrim. But if the reason for the shomrim is that someone shouldn't walk in, I think the day is more dangerous than the night. Because the day the doors are open. You need someone standing at the doors making sure no one goes in. You gotta make sure no one makes it in here. It doesn't even walk in one step. So therefore we need shomrim also by day and also by night. Al-Koponim as follows. So kum tachos, there's two different reasons why we need shmira. There's shmira because kavoit, and there's shmira because we don't want people walking into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Avnei Nezer's question, which was that we should have shomrim bizman hazeh, because we don't want people walking into the wrong place. It was only on the other reason, the reason that we said we're protecting from the people of walking in the wrong place. COVID Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Bizman Hazeh because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So we like to suggest this follows. Yeah. Let's say a czar walks into the Beis HaMikdash. What happened, my friends? We're almost done. What happened? Anyone tell me what happened? A czar walked in the Beis HaMikdash. What just happened? What?
Sorry,
he did an Avera. He did an Avera. Right? Chayv Kares. What? Anything else happened? What?
Spang with the
trunk. Yeah. What? Anything else happened aside from the fact that he did an Avera? What? He lessens the. That's not. It's my boy right there. That's my boy. That's my boy. Okay. Not only did he do an Avera, he lessens the kavod of the Beis Hamikdash. Does haste? Maybe, says Rav Oyser. It's not two different reasons. One reason is Mishum kavod. The other reason is so people shouldn't walk in. The people not walking in is also Mishum kavod of the Beis Hamikdash. It's kavod to have sentry, to have guards. It's also kavod that the people that don't belong don't come in. It's also a prat, a nekuda in the din of kavod of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not just, we don't want people doing averas. This is not the Levim have to stand there to make sure no one does an avera and walks in a place they shouldn't walk. The Levim have to protect the Beis HaMikdash from someone being mezalzel in the Beis HaMikdash. If we have all these Yisraelim walking around the Beis HaMikdash, that's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash. You have Tamei people walking around, that's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is covered when it keeps the rules of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Oizer, so really, the two reasons really are very connected. One is Mishum Kavod, just because there's Kavod of having sentries guards. There's cover to make sure no one who doesn't belong doesn't walk in. Bizman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Much to our disappointment, to our frustration, much to our dismay. We're waiting and yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. But do we need to have Shoimrim if there's no Beis HaMikdash? Now, it's true. If he walks up there, he's going to be Chayiv Kares. It's true. If he goes there, it's a big issue. But that's an issue with him. The chiyuv of Shoimrim is a din in the kavod of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no din kavod. The same way we understood that there's no reason why the Kohenim have to do Shmira, even though the Kohenim are there for Shum Kavod, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Also the Leviim Shmira, which is in order to make sure that no one walks in. Either they'll walk in, they'll be over an Avera, but it's not. There's no problem of kavod anymore, because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist. Right.
We're not.
Wait, we're not what? You could put a. What do you mean? I could put someone on the Beis HaMikdash. Make sure no one goes up. What do you mean? I'll just make sure no one goes up.
Okay, so
bring up another reason. The reason why we don't have Shoimrim is because the Israeli government will not allow us to put Shoimrim over there. Is that what you mean?
What? You can say that. It's not what I'm
saying. Okay. What do you mean?
What I'm saying is, if we're not in control, certain stuff we don't do anymore.
What does it mean we're not in control?
We don't go around and hitting people at Shemiritz anymore because we're not in control.
No, those people go to jail,
but usually we don't.
It's not a question of punishment. You stand there and tell people you cannot go. You stop people from going.
A black guy comes in and just starts walking up.
A black guy?
Never goes.
What?
Any guy who just randomly goes, we're not in control anymore.
That's not a problem if the black guy goes. Let him go.
If I
so you're saying, because the Israeli government won't. You're saying the Israeli government won't let us enforce it. That's the only reason. Why not? Otherwise, we would enforce it. Sure, we would. Why not?
What else can we have these things that we enforce? On a turn to the scale.
This is not a Bezdin.
I'm just saying. That's
because we don't have Smuchim anymore, maybe, or we don't have a Koich of Bezdin. But this is not Bezdin. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa to put up Shoimrim. Put a Shoimer there. Are you a Levi? Now I understand. Max wants to go up. He wants to do his job. He's got a job. He's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do a job. He wants to do a job. He knows he's not from the Shoimrim. Let's be honest. Come on. He knows. He's not. He, we're going to do the job. So, everybody, let's just do a sikkum. The Sigur Mezid is as follows. We ask the question, there's a mitzvah to have Shomrim. Why do we have Shomrim? Says the Avnei Nezer, it's just a practical problem. A Yisrael can't do it, the job is only for Kohenim Levim. A Kohen can't do it, he doesn't have Big Dekuna. Levi can't do it because maybe he has another job. Says the Ezer, first of all, as far as Big Dekuna, I don't understand that because a Katan can do Shmira, so you don't need Big Dekuna. As far as Levi's concerned, the only problem is because he has another job and you can't take him away from that. This man has enormous other job. And besides, give a Levi who's retired, he's 50 years old, he doesn't have any other job, let him do the Shmira. So why do we not have Shmira man is there? Good question. Then we spoke about what is the mitzvah shmir? Is it because we don't want a zar to go up? Or is it because we need to have covet? The Rambam says it's because of covet. But there's a pasuk that says it's because we don't want a zar to go in. And the other hand, there's another pasuk that doesn't mention it. Interesting. Two psukim, two different places. Two mishnayos in two different places. Two different reasons. Aha. Maybe there's taka two reasons. Maybe one reason is for the kohen. The other reason is for the levi. The Mishnah Talmud only mentions kohenim. That's the mitzvah of mishum covet of the base of mikdash. But the Rambam says that it's more covet if you have. And the mission of the Levi is the mission of not making sure someone, he has some actual protection to make sure no one goes in. That's why if the Levi falls asleep, we beat him and we light him on fire. The Kohen can go to sleep, it's not a problem. That's also the reason why we said why, as far as the Kohen is concerned, he has a mitzvah to do the Shmirah only by Laila, and the Levi has a mitzvah to do the Shmirah by Yom. These are some of the differences we have in Kohen Levi. Now we spoke about, but are these two totally separate reasons? Maybe not. Maybe the din of the Shmira that we have, also, that a Zohar shouldn't go in, is also Mishum Kavod of the Beis HaMikdash. That's also Mishum Kavod. If that's true, it's all really Mishum Kavod. If that's the case, Bizman Azeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kavod of the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have a Chiyuv to have Shmira, and he ends with the words, Yihi Ratzon Sheyibone Bimheira Biyameinu V'yashuvu Koyanim L'Avodasam Levim L'Shirum U'Lezimram U'Lemishmarasam.